Hi everyone, this is Lauren Jubilier, and this is your podcast for March. I'm so sorry that I'm getting this out to you so late, but my own life has been very fast-paced with a tremendous amount of travel and very deep inner work. It feels like wave after wave after wave of very deep diving, and I really haven't had a chance to sit down and do this, but I wanted to make sure that I sent this out so that we can discuss what is coming up. You may be noticing that the waves, if you are in a kayak, that the waves of the water are getting stronger and stronger and bigger and more overwhelming. And I was just talking to a client this morning about the importance of we all want to get very actively engaged with playing our part in this incredible drama that is unfolding in the world right now. And sometimes we can get too busy and be not take time to do the work, the inner work, the grieving work that needs to be done. And I bring that up because we're about to experience something on March 22nd. You may be receiving this, in fact, on March 22nd, where we have an amazing process that Venus is undergoing. And that is that Venus will be in the underworld, which means that we do not see Venus as a night star in the night sky, and we do not see Venus on the in the morning sky. In fact, Venus is off the world stage. And where is she? She is receiving a transmission from the sun. Venus is in retrograde, and the sun is in Aries, and Venus is in Aries, and they are really close together. So the light of the sun is blazing through Venus as she engages in an initiation of surrender and grieving her losses. And she is in the archetype of Aries. So let us discuss something. This, the feminine principle, the goddess, there are many faces of the goddess. When we think of what is feminine, we think of soft and fluffy and yummy and loving and compassionate and kind. But there are aspects of the goddess that are actually a very different energy. And Aries is one of them. Aries is the solar goddess. She is fiery, and she is committed to worthy causes and protecting what she loves. She is committed to protecting those who cannot protect themselves, the children, the homeless, the poor, the planet, the environment. Do you think she's feeling real happy right now? Do you think when she goes into the underworld to experience her grief and her rage and all that she needs to let go of so that she can rise again in her enthusiasm, that that's going to be a process that's going to feel really easy or really like la-di-da, like nothing? So what is happening in the cosmos astrologically is what is available to us energetically. It is a reflection of what is happening here. And so as Venus goes into the underworld between March 22nd and March 30th, it is a time for us to really release and surrender and grieve and feel what we feel about what is happening in the world today and what is happening to the feminine in the world. Now, you have heard me say this before, but I will say it again. We are at a time of huge shift. And you can see all of these really progressive, amazing, edgy, cultural, innovative, you know, experiences and organizations cropping up, permaculture, nonviolent communication, village building, incredible breakthroughs in just, there's so much happening in one small section of the population that is attuned to the new energy that's coming in, and we're grounding it, and we're moving with it, and we're bringing it into the world. Healing energies and all kinds of stuff. And it's in alignment with this wave of unity consciousness that we are creating with. And that wave of unity consciousness is also scary for a lot of people because boundaries are being let go of, national boundaries. You know, immigration is part of unity and bringing people together and mixing up the DNA and becoming more one people and appreciating our differences. And a certain segment of the population is really scared at how fast this is all moving and has reacted very profoundly, politically, not just in the United States, but all over the world. And it certainly looks like the old forces of patriarchy and imperialism and things that are really scary to people like you and I have managed to step into some of the greatest offices of power in our country and in the world, because it's happening in so many places. And we are now dealing with a takeover, a final grasp. This structure is in the final death throes, but before it dies, it's grabbing as much power as possible. And the extent of the damage that will be done by this is something that is very frightening and very upsetting to most of us. And gliding through that into action is not wise, and it's not wise for your health. I am definitely seeing that many of my patients are getting the stress, and the anxiety of this is literally causing physical problems, and that's something we really can't afford to have. So when Venus is in the underworld, we often say that when Venus is retrograde, it is time to renew and repair and revitalize and reimagine and restructure our relationship and to love and to the feminine. But when Venus is in the underworld like this, it is very much when Inanna goes into the underworld to visit her sister Urshkagal to really pay homage to the age of Taurus that is dying and a new age is being reborn. And she goes into the underworld to visit her sister. And what happens is her sister immediately undresses her and she's naked. She's, you know, has to be naked, and she's put on a spit and turned in the underworld on a spit, helpless and naked, facing all that she has, you know, all of the grief of her sister Urshkagal. And eventually, the same wisdom that brings her into the underworld brings her back up with a sense of renewal and vitality and wisdom and strength and power that she received from that time. So between March 22nd and March 30th, Venus is in the underworld. And I would expect what is going to happen for many people is waves of emotion. And if you thought you were feeling waves of emotion before, probably even more. And the more you may try to avoid this, the harder it's going to be. So I suggest that you set up some ritual time to be allow in feeling, whatever you're feeling, to emerge, and to also know that when Venus rises out of the underworld, she is rising with a new sense of power and commitment and passion. So let's just talk about the archetype of Aries. The sun just moved into Aries. Uranus, the great trickster, the great disruptor, the great awakener is in Aries. And Venus is in Aries. I'm going to just look at the chart. There's more in Aries. There's a lot of planets in Aries right now. This energy of Aries is all over the place. Mercury is also in Aries right now. So the Sun, Venus, Mercury, and Uranus. So let's just discuss. Aries has to do with the energy of the spring equinox. Aries is enthusiastic, really energetic. Think of how quickly things are growing in the springtime. I left my house last week on Thursday, and my kale and my greens were doing okay. And by Monday when I returned, they had exploded just in a few days. The energy of this spring equinox season is of rapid expansion and rapid growth. So Aries is a very fiery, dynamic, rapidly moving energy that is full of enthusiasm, of bringing it on, bringing open the flower, the energy that opens the flowers and, you know, makes the grass grow. And it's like, I'm here. This is the first sign of the zodiac. Astrologically, the spring equinox is the astrological new year. And so there's this sense of newness and exuberance and innocence, excitement and strength that comes with Aries. But the dharma of Aries is of the warrior protector, the commitment to worthy causes. She is the sacred warrior who protects and defends what she loves. She is spontaneous and committed to taking action. So Aries is the archetype of the feminine that we will be working with for the next 584 days in the next Venus cycle. Venus cycles last 584 days, and they have a very distinct character to them. Venus will connect with the sun, receive a transmission, release her grief and her rage, but also renew herself, become awakened by the solar light of the sun, and get a new mission. And then she will come up on March 30th, and she will come up as a morning star. And she will be a morning star for 7 to 8 months, and then she will go back. She will go retrograde and connect with the sun again, and then she'll be there for 30 to 60 days, and then she'll rise as an evening star. And for the next 7 to 8 months, we will see Venus in the evening sky. And then again, she will go retrograde and connect to the sun, and then we will start a new Venus cycle. So when Venus rises up, the archetype that she rises with is the archetype where we are bringing into the world. So she rises in Aries on March 30th. And so we are bringing this energy into the world, this commitment to what we love, to being fierce protectors of the planet, of the waters, of the earth, of the, you know. And how we choose to do that is an individual journey. Aries can sometimes really be very aggressive. And so I believe that what we're doing now, and we, as we revision this archetype, is to bring in the kindness, the compassion into this fierceness, so that we can truly be bringing in energy into the world that we would like. As you know, what we resist persists. So if we bring a lot of fighting against into the world, we're going to create what we're fighting against to be bigger and stronger. And I believe that what is happening now is that the Aries archetype is undergoing this deep initiation to let go of this habit of fighting against and arguing against. And what she is coming up with, the possibility, is for us to passionately engage in creating what we love in the world, with enthusiasm, commitment, strength, and joy. So that's one thing that we're dealing with right now. And the spring equinox is when the sun is tracking along the equator. And we have equal night and equal day. And when the sun tracks along the equator, it actually creates an altered state of consciousness, an altered reality, an awkward, you know, an altered frequency here that makes all of the solstice and equinox gateways are portals to higher dimensions. The veils between the worlds thin. So it is a very important time to set your intentions during solstices and equinoxes. So I hope that you, even if you're listening to this a week after the equinox or a few days later, the energy is still around a week prior and a week after. So it is fine for you to set your intentions. What do you love? What do you want to create more of in your life? What powerful ways do you want to bring in justice? Aries is all about justice. And activism, really. And so, you know, not everyone is here to march in the streets, although we're going to be seeing a huge amount of that. And what I loved about the Women's March is that there was love flowing into the streets. There was the feminine, all versions of her. You know, there was flowing in saying, I am here. And so it felt really good to people who were marching. It didn't feel like just anger against something. It felt like we are here bringing the feminine into the world and saying, we're, you know, you're not going to leave us out of this. You may try, but you ain't going to be able to. So what else is happening this month that I want you to be aware of is this is one of the most highly charged months of the year. And we have a huge amount of activation of the Pluto-Uranus square, with the spring equinox just highly charging everything, with so many planets in Aries, which are activating Uranus, which is this disruptive energy that is awakening us, bringing in synchronicities, bringing in sudden changes, bringing in higher voltage frequencies for us to download into our systems and work with. The world that you and I came here to create, we keep getting downloads into our own energetic systems to digest and absorb, and then we need to release all of the old programming that is about lack and limitation and feelings of powerlessness and feelings of despair around, oh no, this is happening again, I know where this leads to. And instead, setting our course towards bringing in, being in service to the new earth that is birthing herself. We may not see all of what we wish to see being completely manifested in our lifetimes, but we can plant the seeds and begin the projects and set things in motion. And this Uranian energies that are very active right now is all about setting the new into motion and unplugging from some of our old programming. I know you've been doing this for a while because these energies have been active for a while. They've been active since 2010, and then they got stronger in 2011 and 2012, and then stronger and stronger and still stronger. So it becomes really difficult to hold on to any old an old semblance of reality. And in fact, it feels as if we're standing on moving ground, and that there isn't anything solid to hold on to, that change is happening so quickly. And that change is happening quickly in terms of government, EP, I don't need to tell you, you know what's going on. It's frightening, the speed with which forces that do not want the change that you and I are bringing in to manifest are taking over. But they cannot stop the changes that are manifesting, because the energy that we are swimming in is the energy of change, radical revolutionary change. It cannot be stopped. It can be delayed. It can be disrupted. But we can disrupt that disruption. And but it's also important that we grieve what's happening, that we take that time. And I find it very interesting right now that there is no real First Lady in the White House, that even that presence of the feminine in that house isn't there. And I also find it interesting when I talk to some of my clients and when I notice my own life, is that the sense of panic about what is happening is putting a lot of people into action, which is very good and needed and important. Yay. But sometimes as people do that, they deny the feminine in themselves, not making time for self-care, not making time for friendship or walking or breathing, not slowing down enough to connect in with the deeper mysteries of our heart or with our intuition. Because right now, synchronicities abound, which is the magic of this time. And flashes of intuitive guidance and insight abound. The most important relationship you will ever have is to your higher self. And your higher self is knocking on the door of your consciousness, wanting to step through the veil and assist you in guiding your life from a really deep perspective, so that you know where you need to be and you know what you need to be doing and you're with the people you need to be with. And that is the magic of these times. But if you are engaged in nonstop, constant activity, And you're not taking time to clear out some of your old programming, even though you've been doing that for years, possibly decades. This is a time to be continuing to do that. If you're not doing that, and you're not connecting to your inner feminine in the many forms that she appears, then you are stepping into that overdeveloped masculine. And I am noticing that in my practice, and people are getting really exhausted really quickly because they're going to meeting, you know, meeting after meeting after meeting and doing after doing after doing. And I think that the way that we want to be doing things is very different from the way that we've been doing them in the past, so that even our meetings can be nourishing. I know that some younger people have figured this out, and that I have seen with my own eyes meetings that begin with, you know, a nonviolent communication sharing circle of needs and belly rubbing and giggling and potlucking and sharing and just being yummy together and building trust, and then moving on to an agenda and then finding really creative ways to do that agenda. And so I find it very heartening that the younger generations is figuring this out, and I find it very disheartening that there are still so many of us that move into activity from a place of have to, not get to, and a more masculine way of doing it. So I want to just challenge you to look at that in your own life. And so the beginning of this month, we had a huge infusion of this Uranian energy. Again, Uranus is the great awakener. It is about sudden change. It is about raising our energy systems, sudden flashes of insight, becoming more electrically alive, more expanded, but also it feels disruptive, and it is about disruption. And we also have this month, you know, Pluto really being activated, which is all about death, rebirth, renewal, getting really deeply cooked, letting go. Pluto fires you and then frees you of what is, fires you from what you've been doing and then frees you to do something new, but you don't really get to choose that. Pluto really helps us to awaken to our animal soul. It brings life to a powerful boiling point and assists us in cooking up something new. Often when we've got this much activation with Pluto and Uranus being activated by Jupiter, all the planets that are in Aries, it can feel like we are losing any sense of security, and anything that you've been holding on to can feel like it's just not solid. Your own personal life may be fine, may be awesome, but of course we cannot separate ourselves from the global reality. So I want to remind you that this is all part of the process of this transition that we're making, and that many of us, myself included, thought this transition was going to be more seamless, and that we'd be flowing into it, and it would just be a lot more graceful. But something else has happened, and the reaction from forces of patriarchy and forces of fear and forces of wanting to hold on to the old structures have grabbed a lot of power, and we're going to have to ride that and find ways to create powerful new models that we are engaged in that create something new and vibrant. Because the energy that is sourcing that, creating that vibrant new earth, the new way of doing things that we are engaged in, is also being amplified. But here's the thing that I've been thinking about. I will use him as an example. You know, Donald Trump has a really easy way of stepping into what he wants. He says what he wants, and he goes after it, and he gets it. He knows about vision creating reality and words creating reality, even if they're crazy, make no sense, or aren't even true. And he's been able to do that a lot in his life. And people who have a lot of power are really good at that. And they're really good at taking their share, or even more than their share. Whereas people who are really seeking social, to create fair systems of social justice and tend to be less good at taking and creating what we want. Almost like if we get to the lake and we're allowed to take a bucket, we're allowed to take as much water out of that lake, we might take a teaspoon, and someone else might be taking a bucket or a swimming pool full. And it's time for all of us to learn how to step into creating our reality by using language that supports what we want to see. Like we're becoming protectors, not just resistors, because when you resist, what you resist persists. So we need to become passionate protectors, of fierce protectors of what we love, and engaged in creative acts. And also continuing to dismantle the belief systems, thought forms, and emotions that are in our system, that it's time for them to be released, so that these new ways of creating can kind of be downloaded and utilized and understood. And I will just tell you that between March 22nd and March 30th, it's a time of release and a time to get really, to allow the source of creation, which is the sun, to burn and infuse in our very souls and our hearts a new vision and an empowerment and an aliveness to work with, and to bring joy and enthusiasm into what we're doing. And all of us have different jobs to do. I happen to think it's very excellent to get an astrology reading to learn what are some of the archetypal energies that you are most aligned to working with. What is your purpose and mission in this life? Because for some people, it is planting gardens in their backyard and around their town. And for some people, it is meditating and bringing in those higher frequencies. And for some people, it's chaining themselves to a pipeline, or working with the legal system to create changes, or teaching in a school. I mean, we all have a different mission, and it's very important to line up with what is ours to create in this time of immense changes. So this month, you know, it's a wild and topsy-turvy ride. Take really good care of yourself. The other thing that happens in springtime from an Chinese medicine perspective is that, you know, in the winter, our systems sort of slow down and go into hibernation, and like they power down a little. And then in the springtime, this wave of life comes in. And what happens is that our bodies start to naturally detoxify. It's like a river that's frozen that starts to thaw, and the mud starts to move. So it's also a really good time to eat more greens, which the earth naturally gives us in the springtime, which is amazing. Eat lighter for the next couple of weeks. Drink more water, maybe start your day with hot water and warm lemon and ginger and maybe some turmeric. And take time to take some Epsom salt baths, do some oiling, get some, I love Weleda Arnica oil, and I love to rub that on my hands and feet or all over me and then get into the hot bath. I find that very grounding and centering. I love to work with essential oils. You know, take time to breathe, to connect to your higher self, to invite him or her into your body and breathe that brilliant light in. Walk in the woods. You know, if you feel like curling up in a ball and screaming and crying, you know, just make some space for that. Take good care of yourselves, and know that we are becoming more and more powerful creators. And this Venus cycle in Aries is going to assist us in aligning to what we came here to do, and finding our people and finding our place and moving into action, but moving into action from a place of increasing kindness, increasing compassion, and playfulness as we move into that action. So that's my message for the month. Hope it was coherent. In any case, lots of love to you. Bye.